Tired of having teachers snatch your precious iPod and mobile phone? Then welcome to iHistory, where the stories of yesterday and the technology of today come together. If you travel around England, Scotland and Ireland, castles are the most visible reminder that people lived in a different way in the Middle Ages. Castles are everywhere. Some crumbling, some well preserved, some only a few blocks of stone on top of each other. Why were they so widespread? Well, we know that William the Conqueror became King of England in 1066 and needed to control his massive lands quickly and effectively. One of these ways was the feudal system, where he gave land to lords and nobles. But the lords and nobles needed a way to protect themselves and their people in times of trouble and war, and so castles were developed. The first castles were Mott and Bailey, simple buildings made from wood. They could be quickly built and quickly burnt. Once the nobles became more secure, they built basic stone castles, which took years and years to build, but which could repel attackers more easily. Then they got fancy, building concentric castles with two or more walls to discourage even the most enthusiastic armies. One important decision to make when building a castle was where to put it. If you remember that castles were built mainly for protection, then it makes sense that castles were often constructed on hills, cliffs, or on islands or parts of land that jutted out into a lake. This meant that there was only a few ways that an enemy could come to you. In addition, castles needed to be near drinking water, near land that the peasants could farm, and near towns so the nobles could tax them. So what was in a castle? The main part of the castle, which often looks like a tower in pictures, is called the keep. Keeps usually had a few levels. In those days, all the heating was done through fires, and given that England is extremely cold, you can imagine where the lord and his family slept, up on the top level, where the heat rose to. Down the bottom were the dungeons, where the extra cold made your punishment just that extra bit worse. There was also a chapel or church, the guard rooms and a great hall, where the noble did all his work and where he entertained visitors. How did people in castles go to the toilet? They had no system like ours, where water gets piped in and a pump flushes our waste away. Some castles had indoor toilets, which were called garderobes. Other names for the garderobe were privy, jakes, draught and gong. They were usually found on the edge of the castle. Why? So that your waste could make its way down to pits at the outside of the castle, where some lucky peasant could dig it out. He was called the gong farmer. If the castle was on a lake, the waste went straight into the water. Some garderobes consisted of a bench with 5 to 6 holes in it, so you could share the experience with a few others. As someone in our class has already told us, the garderobe was used to store clothes as the smell kept moths away. The word garderobe is the word we get wardrobe from, somewhere we store our clothes. Defending castles was a prime concern, because there were so many wars in the Middle Ages. There were wars against other countries, wars within England, wars about religious disagreements and violent conflicts between rival nobles or knights. The main way that castles were attacked was through a siege, which was a long battle involving one side trying to outlast the other. Here are a few ways that castles defend themselves. My favourite is the murder holes, or machicolations. These were holes in the walkway along the top of the castle wall, through which all kinds of missiles were thrown. Stones, hot sand, molten lead, boiling water, boiling tar, animal dung, and even dead bodies. Another defence was a loophole. These were slits in the turrets, which allowed archers to shoot while not exposing themselves. Then there was the good old moat, or ditch, often filled with dirty water or stakes. You've been listening to an iHistory podcast. For more information, go to ihistory.wordpress.com.